Reasons for redesigning a network. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, network design and logistics involves the design and periodic review of inbound and outbound transportation networks, all types of warehouses by number, location, size, layout, and optimum mix of inventory levels per location to meet the organization's strategic goals. Considerations are made to balance trade-offs among warehouse costs, transportation times and expenses, and customer service goals. Exhibit 9-22 shows how network design is a component of logistics that is just as important to success as wisely managing the other logistics areas that are shown. Making capital investments and investing in the digital transformation of the supply chain and logistics can result in an efficient and effective network for serving the organization's customer segments. If it is well designed, the network will also have room to grow or change to keep pace with evolving customer requirements. Conversely, a poorly designed or obsolete network will not be able to be improved beyond a certain point using just continuous improvement and management techniques. Exhibit 9-22, Logistics Components. Successful organizations periodically reassess their distribution networks for a number of reasons. First, customers continue to increase their expectations. Customers may have grown accustomed to having more choices, such as the same-day delivery a competitor offers. Second, organizations often need to transform their networks because of mergers and acquisitions. Mergers may increase the number of facilities substantially, and organizations will get the true benefits of economies of scale only if they remove redundancy. Even organizations that have grown on their own may find that they can achieve high customer service levels with far fewer warehouses. A third common reason for a redesign is that freight volumes may have shifted due to an increasing rate of change and volatility. This includes higher levels of international trade, volatile prices, new international trade strategies, changes in suppliers, introductions of new product lines, or shifting customer demographics. The existing network may no longer be optimal, and only a detailed analysis will determine how to fix it. There may come a time when a network needs to be discontinued entirely. In these situations, relationships must be terminated and inventory disposed of in a planned way. When designing or redesigning a logistics network, the goal is to be low in total cost yet flexible. A high degree of integration and sophistication is necessary to provide the desired flexibility, but beware of needless complexity, which introduces bureaucracy and actually reduces flexibility. Networks that are lean will respond faster to demand changes. Overly simple networks can also fail to provide sufficient logistics services, so a delicate balancing act is required.